We got a couple more schools that we should attend to, and our next one is over on the north shore of Lake Superior, and it is the North Shore Community School.
Hello from North Shore Community School on North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 27, 2018. My name is Caden. On Tuesday, the sky was covered in dark, thick clouds. We sure can feel the fall weather as we have put on heavier jackets now. It is actually getting cold enough to sense the beginning of winter. The forecast calls for snow on Friday. Due to the cold snap, the maple leaves are now in full color at our school. On Thursday, Lizzie noticed her first red maple tree at her house. JT observed deer gathering in his backyard. They are busy trying to put on extra weight for the winter before the grass dies away. Amelia saw a squirrel stashing acorns under her deck. Livia noticed a wolf on the side of a road on the way to her grandma's. Maria saw a porcupine walking across the road. Amelia saw a dragonfly by her pond on the 18th. So many cluster flies are trying to get into the siding of our rural homes right now. The migrating warblers are visiting rooftops and windows to pick them off. Leanne spotted a yellow rumpled warbler tapping on our classroom window. For this reason, on Wednesday, many students are continuing to see flocks of geese flying over our school, migrating south. I saw a V formation of geese switch into a line formation. Bluebirds were seen sitting on power lines on Thursday. Juncos with their white outer tail feathers can be seen moving through starting on the 22nd. On Sunday, Davin thinks he saw the last of the hummingbirds on the 24th. Please notice our small migrating bird friends and drive with care as they migrate over 1,000 miles to their winter home. They have a long way to go, and it helps to give them a break along the road. Many road-killed birds and mammals are being seen this week. This includes skunks, porcupines, and raccoons. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you. That's from our friends over at the North Shore Community School, located between Duluth and Two Harbors.